Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Volodymyr Zelensky has hailed as historic a proposal by the United States to offer Ukraine security guarantees as part of a peace deal with Russia. But the Ukrainian leader cautioned that any guarantee must involve Europe and must deliver protection on the land, in the air and at sea. His remarks came as he prepares to meet Donald Trump in Washington on Monday, along with his European allies. More details from Sarah Smith.
All of the European leaders who are coming with President Zelensky to offer their support will not be in an initial meeting between him and President Trump. They will meet President Trump later in the afternoon. He's likely to want to talk to them about security guarantees for Ukraine, how it would defend itself after any peace deal. Because although we've heard today that America would get involved with that and that Russia would agree to America being involved in some kind of security compact, Donald Trump is very much going to want European leaders to do the heavy lifting on that, on guaranteeing future Ukrainian security.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Israel have been taking part in one of the largest demonstrations since the start of the war in Gaza. At a rally in Tel Aviv, marking the conclusion of a one-day national strike, they demanded an end to hostilities and a deal to secure the release of hostages. Emir Nader has been following events from Jerusalem.
Across Israel, workplaces shut down and highways were blocked. Protesters have burnt tyres in the street, clashed with police and been dispersed by water cannon. This campaign, led by hostage families, has escalated its tactics in response to the Israeli government's intention to escalate the war by invading Gaza City. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused the protesters of jeopardizing the lives of the hostages. He said calling for an end to the war without the defeat of Hamas only hardened the group's position.
Gaza's Hamas-run civil defence agency says at least 18 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli strikes on Sunday. Six people are said to have been shot dead while waiting for food aid in southern Gaza. Flight attendants with Canada's national airline are continuing their strike, defying a government-backed order that they return to work. The union representing Air Canada's cabin crew said the order to end the strike was unconstitutional. Gavin McGarrigle, a union spokesman, was on the picket line in British Columbia.
I have a message for the Prime Minister. You've picked a fight with all the workers in Canada. We're not going to put up with it, and we're going to rise and we're going to fight back. We're going to stand up and we're going to fight back. This is completely unjust. We are one of the largest unions in the federal sector, and this basically means the government is taking away the right to strike, and we're simply not going to accept it, not now and not in the future either.
The company says plans to restart flights have been pushed back to Monday evening. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Votes are being counted in Bolivia's general election, with right-wing candidates expected to finish ahead for the first time in nearly two decades. If no clear winner emerges in the presidential race, there'll be a runoff in 2 months' time. More details from our correspondent Ione Wells.
The current frontrunner is a man called Samuel Doria Medina. He is one of the country's wealthiest businessmen. He's known for building the country's tallest skyscraper and for bringing Burger King to Bolivia. He is a centre-right candidate who is pledging to cut subsidies to try and reduce government spending and also cut taxes for businesses, try and boost investment in the country, while also maintaining some social spending on things like poverty reduction programmes.
Gunmen in Ecuador have shot dead at least seven people at a pool hall in the city of Santo Domingo. Security camera footage shows several gunmen wearing balaclavas and dressed in black shooting two men at the hall's entrance. They fled before police arrived. It's the third such gun attack in Ecuador in the past month. The country continues to endure a surge in drug-related gang violence. More than 40 people are missing after a boat accident in Nigeria's northwestern Sokoto state. Local media says dozens of passengers were on board when it reportedly capsized midway across a river, with witnesses saying many passengers drowned. The National Emergency Management Agency says 10 people were rescued. An environmental survey of one of England's most important chalk streams, a globally rare habitat, has revealed a sharp decline in wildlife over the last decade. The conservation group Wildfish found that the number of invertebrates at sites on the River Avon, which flows through Salisbury, had declined by more than three quarters over 10 years. Most of the world's 200 chalk streams are found in southern England. BBC News.